I think the yin and yang energies are out of harmony with each other. They are not creating the taiji any longer. And the yin energies are repressed as much in women as they are in men.
Sure.
But there are yin energies around, and unfortunately, in a way, the population is far too yin. They're too accepting of doing things, of following orders, of obeying illegitimate authority. It's way too yin. And those who are young are actually a very small minority who have become dominant because everyone is out of sync with the Tao, which is beyond both yin and yang. The Tao isn't yin. The Tao is the source of both yin and yang, and it is their integration. So it's not about becoming more yin, no, but it's you do have to make your own yin and yang harmonious internally, but then to transcend into what is called the wuji, which is that oblivion, the absolute state in which the source of true intelligence and true love can emerge once again, because neither of those are present. But it's really not that the yang or yang energies are dominant. It's that they are neither of them are functioning in accord with the Tao.
Yes, I think that also something that a theory that I've been brewing is the idea that yang energy is the thoughts because it's an action of your mind. And so that receptiveness is that yin energy in which you clear the mind is that yin, although sometimes yang needs to be used for certain problem-solving abilities, but that's where I'm sort of a little bit, that's where my mind is going, is that yang energy is the excessive thinking that all of us do as a society.
Well, I agree about excessive thinking, but I wouldn't say all thinking is yang. There's a lot of yin thinking. And so... in fact, I think stupidity is a yin rather than a yang form of intelligence. Not that it's feminine in any way, but that it's an inferior kind of thinking. It's an irrationality that gives in to a dominant ideology that is yang and then that is uncritically followed. Like people say, trust the science today, but it's not really science. That's just simply a signifier for a dogma that's actually a very irreligious form genocidal rule that people can't see through because their yin and yang are not accurately attuned to the Tao. But it's not about just the yin versus the yang. Mm-hmm. If you make it like that, you'll be lost in duality. Mm-hmm. The Tao is beyond duality, and the yin and yang cannot be balanced except from non-duality, not by trying to balance the yin and yang by choosing one side over the other. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works. You have to be at the origin. And from there, then, both of those energies, which everyone, male and female, has in equal amounts, but they get used in different ways, in different life functions. But women are not actually more yin than men. And yin, I would even say that the distribution between heart and mind is not entirely yang and yin. Okay, so love can be expressed in a yang way as well as a yin way, and thoughts can be expressed, as I say, yin and or yang. But the problem is that the thoughts today are chaotic and irrational and not in harmony with the chaos, the way the Taoist sages use it, of coming out of the nothingness with absolute clarity and precision. So it's that we need to have, is a clear understanding of what is going on and why it is going on, and then an ability to respond effortlessly from that place of the intelligence that is dreaming the whole thing anyway. Mm-hmm. Not to come about as if there's a conflict between the yin and the yang and somebody's got to do something about this. No, that's all within the illusion. Mm-hmm. We have to rise above that level of thought.
Okay, and so that I guess I'm also thinking of it like there's the, what you're saying about just going along with the herd and not, you know, and being too receptive to a fault. That's almost like a toxic femininity, and then the toxic masculinity. That's kind of
yeah. If you want to call it femininity or masculinity, I don't prefer that. I would say passivity.
Okay.
Because, like I say, a woman is just as much yang and a man has just as much yin. In fact, mm-hmm. Today the men are too yin and the women too yang, if you want to talk about it in those terms. But the point that I think has to be really understood is that what is happening in the world today is not a problem. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's got, we have to rescue the world from all of these difficulties. No, this is part of the Tao that is dreaming it, mm-hmm. and the world is coming to its end, that the Tao has determined that this is that moment when there is to be an extinction, an annihilation of the dream field that has become a nightmare, has become full of suffering, and to be redreamed in beautiful harmony according to the will of heaven. Mm-hmm. And so all is perfect. There's nothing to fight or be disturbed about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.